Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm chapter 80 today, verses 1 through 7. Psalm 80, verses 1 through 7. It says, Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up your might and come to save us. Restore us, O God, let your face shine that we may be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry with your people's prayers? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in full measure. You make us an object of contention for our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved. Folks, what I want to do today is take these verses here and just kind of remind you of today's challenge that God disciplines and prunes the people he loves. Here it says, give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock. You're the one that is our God. You're the one who has chosen us, the nation of Israel, saying here, but you've been hard on us. How long will you be angry with your people's prayers? You fed us the bread of tears. You've given them tears to drink in full measure. Folks, we have to understand that God uses suffering and struggle to produce in us the character qualities that he desires. You know, the Bible says in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2, to count it all joy, my brothers, when you face trials of various kinds, for this produces character and hope, and hope produces endurance. In Hebrews, chapter 12, listen to verses 5 through 11. It says, you have forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons. My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves and chastises every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline in which all have participated, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Besides this, we've had earthly fathers who disciplined us and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time as it seemed best to them, but he disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness. Now for the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it produces and yields this peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Listen to John chapter 15. Verses 1 through 5, where Jesus is teaching his disciples about the abiding relationship. He said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you, and as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. I don't know if you caught that. Listen again to verse 2. Every branch in me that doesn't bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes that it may produce more fruit. Do you know the Bible actually says that trials are going to prove whether or not our faith is genuine? You know, the seed that fell on the rocky soil sprung up, but when trouble came, it fell away and it withered because it had no root. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and following, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Listen to this. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while. If necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold, that perishes though it's tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. God puts us through trials. There are going to be times when we too feel like Israel and say, God, you're not answering my prayers. We have need of endurance. For those of us who have real faith will hang on because we know that he is the only one who can take care of our needs. Today's challenge, hang on. God is doing something as he puts you through this trial. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.